Senator Johnson, Representative Kumega, and distinguished committee members. I'm Susie Arnold. I'm from Bath. And I'm the marine scientist at the Island Institute. We strongly support this bill. While the pH of the ocean has held stable at 8.2 for over 600,000 years, in the last 200 years, the pH has dropped to 8.1, representing a 30% increase in acidity. To provide some context, an equal drop in pH of human blood, that is 0.1 units, can cause seizures, heart arrhythmia, or even coma. Furthermore, the rate of this increase in acidity is happening 100 times faster than any time in the last 65 million years. Recent research has identified the Gulf of Maine to be the least buffered region out of six regions sampled on the eastern seaboard and the Gulf of Mexico, making it more susceptible to acidification pressures. Marine organisms that secrete shells or skeletons are most vulnerable to acidification. Over 70% of Maine's fisheries, by landings value, are shell-producing species, including clams, oysters, scallops, urchins, and lobsters. About 7,500 active harvesters targeted shell-building species in 2012. In Maine, juvenile clams experience significant mortality over control treatments, with shells actually dissolving in acidified mud. Not only are the most iconic marine creatures of the Maine coast vulnerable, but critical prey species for fish and other marine life, such as zooplankton, are affected. Echinoderms, like sea urchins and bivalves, like clams, are thought to be most sensitive because they have poor acid-base regulation, whereas crustaceans may be better able to secrete their shells but may suffer in other areas such as their behavior. A preliminary study on mud crabs and oysters in the Chesapeake resulted in crabs calcifying more quickly and the oysters more slowly, but when put together, the crabs fed much less efficiently, taking longer to handle and open the oyster. Alaskan red king crab has exhibited major negative impacts on embryonic, larval, and juvenile survivorship in the lab. When exposed to ocean acidification conditions predicted for the year 2100, the California rockfish, a commercially important fish species, displays anxious behavior, avoiding light, which could potentially reduce their ability to forage for food. And the olfactory system and homing ability of clownfish is impaired, causing them to swim into predatory fish, resulting in 5 to 9 times higher mortality. There's very little known about acidification impacts on lobsters. Research into the physiological, behavioral, and ecological consequences of ocean acidification on the American lobster should be a high priority for the state of Maine. While the root cause of ocean acidification is carbon emissions being absorbed by the ocean, there are local actions we can take now to mitigate coastal acidification. The Maine Outdoor Heritage Fund, Maine Sea Grant, and Maine Coastal Program have all identified ocean acidification as a priority for providing funding and in-kind support for the Maine Ocean Acidification Working Group to have a day-long meeting this Thursday here in Augusta to take next steps in identifying research needs and priorities. All MR committee members and everyone in this room are invited and encouraged to attend this meeting as much as they're able, and we plan to provide key findings from the meeting to the MR committee and to inform their deliberations on LD 1602. It's critical for the state of Maine to take steps to formally address the potential impacts of ocean acidification, and the Island Institute believes that the commission established by this bill is an important first step, and the Institute supports the passage of a modified version of this resolve, which Nick Batista, Marine Programs Director at the Island Institute, is going to speak to next. Thank you.
Do we have any questions from the committee?